the early part of the 20th century, many composers turned to Baroque music for new ideas to include in their musical works. This trend was called neoclassicism, and it started in France. And when it reached Spain, it was termed neocastissimo. Joaquín Rodrigo was one of the Spanish composers who wrote in this style. He had a great interest in the music from earlier centuries and also researched the instruments such as the vihuela, which had existed alongside the guitar in the 16th century. Some of his guitar compositions use techniques from the Renaissance and the Baroque, and at times he quotes directly from composers of those days. In 1954, the guitarist Andreas Segovia requested that Rodrigo compose him a concerto for guitar and orchestra. The result was Fantasia para un gentilhombre, Fantasia for a Gentleman. For this, Rodrigo turned to the three-volume collection of music written by the 17th century Spanish composer Caspar Sanz. My favorite movement is the fourth movement, which is based on the Canario by Sanz. This folk dance originated in the Canary Islands. Just before the cadenza near the end of the work, Rodrigo has the orchestra imitating a canary's call, or what actually sounds more like a cuckoo effect. The name canary for Canary Islands does not actually come from the birds, but from the word canis, dogs. One theory is that there were large dogs on the island when the first Spaniards arrived. The other is that they named the island after the seals, which used to be so plentiful around there, and which were sometimes called sea dogs. Here is John Williams and the English Chamber Orchestra playing the fourth movement from Rodrigo's Fantasia for a Gentleman. Thank you. That was John Williams and the English Chamber Orchestra playing the fourth movement from Rodrigo's Fantasia for a Gentleman. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.